Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the RT Show with me, Si, Jez, and Rich. It's been a while. We've had a bit of a hiatus, enforced. I have to add. After most of us from the RT Show suffered at the hands of a night out, we caught the virus that shall not be named. But we are back now, ready and raring to go. So we're here and we're going to talk about something that we've had many discussions about. And I think lots of people often talk about this. And I was talking about it with people at work last week and this week, work-life balance. We just don't seem to be able to get it. I was going to say in Britain, but I'm going to say England, because of course the news at the beginning of this month, Scotland are thinking of trialling a four-day working week, where pay won't be affected, so everyone will still receive the same pay, but they'll work a day less. Mm. But still, productivity, so many of the surveys say, will not be affected. Hmm, interesting. So I'm going to come straight to you guys before we look at some research in a bit more depth. Jez, quick thoughts on, for you, what a four-day working week would mean.
Well, I think first off, on the four-day week, I could see definitely my weekends being more with family, having more of that time, preparation and doing things as well. It gives me more time with my wife, with the kids. I do feel as well, I've seen surveys in the past where I'm pretty sure is it in Japan? I think they have a four-day week as well. And the surveys, they've been doing it for years. And to be honest, they've found it being more productive as well in factories, in high-tech companies as well. So I think for me personally, a four-day week, I could easily be more productive in that. And it just gives that element of, it's that balance really, as you said, Si, that balance of being having time with family, whether it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or having flexibility around that, whether it's Wednesday off, Friday, Saturday, working days that suit people's lifestyles really. And I think that's the key thing. But yeah, I think that would, I mean, if that comes over here in England, if they're trialing it in Scotland and that works, then yeah, bring it over to England as well. I think a lot of people will take that on board and be interested to see what companies kind of advocate for that going forward, because they might see a lot more productivity happening. And I do feel with obviously the pandemic last year, there's been a lot more demand for productivity, whether it's been from clients, from your internal workforce. And there's like, that quick, you've got to get this done in this time frame. You've got to get that finished off in this deadline without further ado. We can't extend it any further. That puts pressure then on a lot of the employees. And obviously then things like well-being come into play and not having time with family, etc. So I do feel the four-day week would work, but it will be interesting to see how that pans out over in Scotland, especially if my company up in the Glasgow office take that on board as well. That'll even be more interested to see my colleagues out there found that and how that balances some of our work, because that will have a massive impact as well and how productive they become. So yeah, I think it'd be good. Be interested to see what happens, shall I say.
So Jez, he would look forward to a four-day working week if he had the opportunity. Rich, what about you? What would it mean for you and your job and your role?
One thing I've got to inquire about, does it, the four-day working week, does it mean that you're out, that you only work those 4 days the same hours, or do you work the total amount of hours within those 4 days? So like if you work, say, 48 hours a week, instead of doing 5 sets of 8-hour shifts, whatever the calculation is, 8.5, 9-hour shifts, would you then do the 48 hours, like 12 shifts? Like, I mean, 4 12-hour shifts over those 4 days. Like, how would the hours work? Or are you technically working less hours?
I think most countries, they do, they cut the hours, but without cutting pay.
Oh, okay.
So you would work less hours. I was reading earlier, though, there's actually it's from the UK, BBC journalists. They cut their working week from 5 days to 4, but instead of doing 40 hours over 5 days, they were doing 40 hours over 4 days. So they were.
Yeah.
But most countries, from what I understand, they actually cut the amount of hours by cutting the day that day off.
Okay,
so what would it mean for you? Because I know you kind of don't work a general 9-to-5 day job.
No, I don't. I do 4 on 4 off in terms of nights. So it equals to 48 hours a week. So I do 4 12-hour shifts. The one thing that I'm really good at is work home is home. But if it meant that the hours were getting cut, it would make have such an impact on my life. So, because when you're working, I do a night shift, you do 12 hours, you're working 12 hours a day, it limits your time. So, like, you come home, your journey to work could be an hour. So, each way, that's 2 hours. So, that's already 14 hours of your day gone. You've got to sleep, you've got to eat. So, if it was to get cut down, it would mean that I would be fresher for work. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because especially if you're traveling like I do, like I'm traveling for at least an hour. And when you're doing that 12-hour shift, it literally just cuts down the amount of time in terms of what you could do available. You know what I mean? So
a four-day working week, you already work four-day job. Hours are split over 4 days. So
yeah,
if you were going by the actual name, you know, splitting work over 4 days, it wouldn't make one iota of difference to you because you already work 4 days on nights.
No, it doesn't make enough. Yeah, on nights.
But I think, you know, a lot of the countries that have done it, and I think one of the main, you know, one of the big successes was in Iceland, where Reykjavik trialed it, and it wasn't just like a flash in the pan trial. It was between 2015, 2019. So it was given a good amount of time to embed and, you know, get some evidence from. And they found that productivity remained the same or even improved in many places.
That's cool.
Which then that rolled out to the rest of the country, and, you know, large amounts of the country now work a four-day week in Iceland. So they cut their working week from 40 hours to 35, 36 hours. So they were actually cutting, you know, the amount of hours off. And it was a good, you know, plethora of workplaces that took part. Preschools, offices, social service providers and hospitals, which I was quite surprised to read because that was one of the things when I was having the conversations at work, because we had a training day last week, first day back to get things ready, and Friday came and it was just like the week's gone, you know, it's just flown by. And yes, it was first week back, so people are, you know, they're on it. But productivity, if you want to phrase it as such, was great. And I just think people are happy going back to something that Jez said, because you've got a bit more time to spend with family and doing things. And, you know, like if it was like a 3-day weekend, for example, you can get more out of it. You'll get more out of it. You can relax for longer, because I think most of us know Friday comes, you're quite tired. So Friday night, you know, unless you do something, then you're into Saturday. And then before you know it, you're at Sunday night and you're back at work again. And as much as, you know, people might like the jobs, you want to spend a bit more time at home, don't you? You know, you don't want to feel like you're at work so much. And there's something in this, though, because obviously Iceland have done it. And I think New Zealand kind of followed with their trials. Spain are trialing it as well. Japan, which you mentioned, Jez, they're trialing it. But quite interestingly, I think they had some specific reasons to trial it, which was chronic overwork and long hours. Let's face it, us in the UK can relate to. But one of their other reasons for trying it was their low birth rate. So I think they already have plans of what people can do with that extra day to solve the problem of the low birth rate. An extra day, and maybe not as tired. You know,
Barry White.
A bit of sexy time with the lady in your life. So that's obviously their reasons for doing it. So what reasons, if you had to put them to everybody's favourite Prime Minister, Mr Boris Johnson, Rich, I'm going to come to you first. If you had to lay out a case for moving to maybe not follow a more flexible working week, which would allow people to have more family time and, you know, just feel that they're actually getting a bit more out of life than, you know, spending so much time at work and then snatching moments with family, what would your top one or two arguments be to convince our fabulous Prime Minister that he should consider at least trialing a 4-day working week? We'll just refer to it as a 4-day working week.
It's productivity in general. If you're well rested, if you're in a happier place, you tend to make less mistakes. If, as we said in this conversation, if you're spending less time at work and you're, even if you don't have a family, even if you don't have many friends or whatever, you're out of that work sort of environment. But I think one thing I'm going to mention, I think people do take work home with them, if you get what I'm saying. So, like, literally, it would need to be the case that literally, like, I know it sounds stupid, like, you're not even allowed to answer emails and stuff, that sort of thing. Like, it needs to be like a total, you're at home, you're living in the moment. Like, even now, I've had to go in for overtime. My daughter's obviously interrupted the show and stuff like that, but that's mostly because she's missed me over these four days. And then, like, it's just about being more productive, because when you're at work, you know, if you're well-rested, you know, you've got time to do, like, stuff like do the healthy shopping, eat healthier meals, because, you know, you tend to come in and your time's, like, literally, as soon as you get home, you're on the clock. So it's like, I've got to eat, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, I've got to do that. And you're constantly in that rush, it's like you're in some sort of arrested development where you're not able to just do the things that you need to do for your own mental health. So it's like having that, my first argument would be productivity, because people that are well rested, people that are happy in a happier space, tend to make less mistakes. And then when you're at work, you can give that. If you know you're working for only four days, you know those 4 days, I'm going to give it my effort and I've got 3 days off. And I think another reason would be sick days. The amount of, in the company I work, people are off sick. And especially we're getting up to winter time, and obviously we've had the pandemic and stuff. If you're less at work, you've got more time to look after yourself. Like, remember we had the show with Nick in the beginning of the year about getting right, getting fit and stuff like that. And a lot of the goals that I set myself are going out the window. And it's not due to lack of motivation and stuff like that. It's literally you're fighting for time, especially when you're working 48 hours a week, whether it's over 4 days or 5 days. That is a lot of time. That is a significant amount of time. So that's literally, I'm spending 4 days out of the week at work. That's most of the week. But no, sorry, 2 days. That's a significant amount of time. That's not including travel time. So I feel like I don't have time to go to the gym. I've got to go home and put on, like, maybe the microwave meal, or just put on a couple of chips and a burger in the air fryer, because I feel like I don't have time to, like, you know what, I'm gonna prep this meal, I'm gonna marinate that fish or tofu, I'm gonna instead of having oven chips, I'm gonna slice up that potato, put it in the fryer, that sort of stuff. So I have really gone off topic and long-winded, but my arguments would be, I would say productivity would go up if it was a 4-day week and you will have, like, less sick days and be done.
So, in summary, which you gave us at the end there, Rich, I thought I was listening to myself there.
I know. Yeah, I know, I know.
So, productivity would be one of your main arguments.
Yeah.
Which there's evidence to back up. Would Bojo listen to that? We do not know. Jez, your two, three main points to persuade Mr. Johnson that he should consider looking at a 4-day working week for us hardworking British folk.
Well, I think if I was in the courthouse with Mr. Johnson, one of the first things I'd be talking about would be around well-being and freeing your mind really from the work element. And I think one thing that I think both of you have raised earlier was around having time with family and having time to spend and plan your days at home and what you need to do at home, chores at home. And if you haven't got family, planning things that you haven't been able to do if you're in a couple as well, like going out places and enjoying your relationship and things like that, really, where you've got time to plan your weekend or 3-day, shall I say, 3 days for better happiness, really, and mental well-being. And I think that's one of the reasons I would put across, because I think it's vitally important that, you know what I mean, you have stability within your family or relationship, whatever, and also having, you know what I mean, you're not working and bringing home, obviously, work with you as well to that extent, because that can also have a detrimental effect on well-being going forward when if you're bringing work home with you and talking about work all the time and aggrieved about things that are happening at work, it's not good. In that sense as well. And I'm sure, obviously, if people have got partners as well, they might have had a bad day and it's kind of that boiled together, which then makes it, obviously, can be argumentative, then things can go wrong and you make mistakes at home. All those things kind of counteract, and it's not something that you want to continue, really. You don't want to go in that life cycle because it's not healthy. So I think that would be a good reason to kind of put across to Boris as to why I think a four-day week would work. The other point is as well is around, yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on there. Sickness is a big thing. Now, for me, I'm not an advocate for kind of taking sick leave. I think in my working aspect, I think I've only had like 2 days off sick. And I've been obviously working in a company for many years. So if people know they're sick, there's a big reason Jez is ill, more or less. He's out for the count. He ain't making it to work. But yeah, I think that would... he's not getting up. He's out for the count. But I think it's... When you kind of look at the holidays people have already accumulated, I mean, some companies have 25 as the starting point, and then you can extend it or whatever, or people have 30 days max. But then when you add on top all the sick leaves you have, that's a lot of time off. So there has to be some sort of balance there. I mean, if people are doing four-day weeks, I'm pretty sure there would have to be some sort of agreement to say, look, if you're taking sick leave over a maximum of 5 days, you know, I mean, without doctor's notes, then something's going to give you. We might not be able to pay you because we want you to be productive. You might have to make a bit of sacrifices there, and people might think, oh, damn, if I've got a cold, I'm going to have to, you know what I mean? If I can work from home, I'm going to have to work from home if I've got a cold, but I'm not going to go in the office, for example. So those kind of ways around it. But it does give that element of choice there that people have the option to say, okay, I'm a bit under the weather. I've got the option of flexibility. I don't have to come in the office, so I'll work from home. I can still be productive. But I don't want to be maxing up my allocation of going over 5 because I might not get paid, and obviously I need to pay the bills. So those kind of factors come into play. And I think that's one other consideration is to make is around, if that happens, how many sick days are you going to allow companies to have as a requirement, really? And where's the cutoff point? So then it's consistent across the board. And unless under certain circumstances you've got a doctor's note for various reasons, then yes, that can be accounted for. And obviously then, you know, I mean, situations and choices can be made, and then options can be provided to you for the better. And I think, yeah, I think obviously productivity, I think it's vitally important. I think four-day week, you're going to be productive. People are going to work. They know that there's 4 days within that week. In your mindset, you already know you've got that four-day window and you've got to get that work done within the 4 days. So it's giving you that balance of knowing how you can plan your days as well in advance and manage your time over the course of a month or 2 months, whatever, depending on projects or work that you do at the workplace or the teams that you work in. So it just gives you that bit of a balance there and allows you to manage your workloads really a lot more effectively. And then obviously allowing you then to be more productive as well to your client or to your, whoever really you're supporting as part of your company that you work for.
And I think that's the important thing, isn't it? Like I think you mentioned, Jez, spending more time with family.
Yeah.
And you'd have the opportunity to do that. And there was a study earlier in the year, sort of the beginning of this year, that found 52% of employees said that they feel closer to the families and enjoy better work-life balance after working from home throughout COVID. So again, people's priorities might be shifting. A lot of people's priorities, because they've had the opportunity to spend and enjoy that time with the family. I know when the kids were at home, particularly in that initial lockdown, that was hard for a lot of parents, but we were able to spend a lot of quality times in many ways with them, with the children as well. And a 4 day week wouldn't mean places close for an extra day of the week. It needs to be match a site. It needs to be flexible. You know, it could be still open for however many days the companies are open, but the employees work 4 days. Monday to Thursday, and others might work Tuesday to Friday, for example. Or the Institute for Public Policy Research in Scotland, who have brought this proposal forward, they've said the 4 day week might not necessarily mean you work 4 days, but you will accumulate extra time based on a 4 day week, which could be added to annual leave or given out as more public holiday or used for parental leave. So again, it's, you know, the thinking of the employees that, you know, there's a mixed bag in different industries, isn't there? You know, you might have some parents who want more time with the family so they can use the time for that. You might want some people who want to jet off on the jollies with the partner or whatever, and they could use the time for that. And I think we're in the 21st century now, you know, and people just get stuck on doing things according to the status quo because it's always been done like that. So we have to do it like that. And it's almost, you know, change can be scary, but society is different to what it was even 50 years ago. it's shifted massively. So I think there needs to be more opportunities for family time, particularly because that is one thing from my experience. And obviously, Mrs. Selkirk and I are not blessed with children just yet. But I know I spend a lot of time working, and we don't, you know, during the week, we don't get to spend a lot of time seeing each other. So to have the opportunity to have that better balance, it would add more quality to our life. Not that I'm unhappy with my life, but, you know, it's like going back to what you said, and I think you mentioned it, Rich, you know, you've said it in different ways, having time to do things like spending a bit of time just cooking and wanting to cook meals rather than, oh, I'm too knackered because I've been at work in your case, you know, 12 hours or whatever, which a lot of people do. Often some people not paid for that amount of time. And then you can't be bothered. So you get a takeaway, I just shove a micro meal in or whatever. And it's just like, well, I enjoy cooking, but I just don't have the energy to do it. We just want a bit more time.
That's what it is, man.
Come on, Boris. Boris, play the game.
Exactly. So I think it would be worth a crack trialing it, wouldn't it?
I think so.
Well, I'd do it. Yeah. I'd do it anyway, so it's fine for me, man.
Oh, yeah, do it a bit. Mr. 4-day week already. So, yes, that has been our short but sweet-ish. Are we ever short on the RT show? Comeback show, if you like, after our enforced hiatus over the summer break. We will be back as regularly as we were prior to summer, hopefully barring, you know, any disasters that might happen. So, until next time, listeners, it's goodbye from me, and it's goodbye from the other two.
Peace.